The Athletics taking on the Rangers in Texas. Rangers captain having a little fun with a young fan before the game. Meanwhile, A's manager Bob Melvin had his contract extended through the 2019 season on Thursday. Pick up the action with Sean Manaea looking good in the second.
Willie Calhoun swings and misses.
Bottom of the second, nothing, nothing. The A's and the Rangers in the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Throws a fastball by him.
The 2-2. Breaking ball cut on and missed. Gallo gone on strikes. And that's the third one tonight for Manaea.
The windup and the pitch to Chapman. And Matt, it's a drive into center. Well hit. DeShields back at the track, right to the wall, running out of room. And Chapman has given the A's the lead with a center field home run. His 14th. And the A's lead 1-0 in the fifth inning in Arlington. The A's have runners at second and third and two out, top half of the sixth inning.
Driven to center, and that's going to get down for a hit. It's going to score one. Here comes Davis. He scores. Throw to second base. Got him. The A's take the lead, 3-1, a huge hit by Ely.
The A's hand the Rangers their seventh straight loss, winning at 4-1. Sean Manaea wins his 12th game of the season, allowing just an unearned run in 6 2/3 innings, striking out six. Ryan Ely and Matt Chapman each finished with two hits and two RBIs. Matt Chapman drilled his 14th homer of the season in the victory. He spoke after.
It's definitely a lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun. Obviously, winning takes care of a lot of that. But I think it's definitely important for us to, finish strong these next three games. And I think that we can look back at September and know that, we put together a pretty complete month as a team. And it definitely is something that you can use as motivation in the off season, and it's something that we can use to fuel us for next season because we are good enough to compete.
You know, you got the chance to watch Chris Davis hit home runs to center field and right field. Coincidentally, tonight, home run for you to straightaway center and a base hit up the middle. How much are you thinking about the biggest part of the diamond? And sure, you could pull the ball, you have tremendous power, but if you think up the middle, how much is that helping you as a hitter?
It definitely helps. It allows you to not only just hit the fastball, but be able to stay back on some of the off-speed pitches. Everybody at this level is a good pitcher and has a lot of good stuff. So our approach is to use the big part of the field to give ourselves the most success.
Matt, you've been here since around the middle of June in the big leagues. How has the game slowed down for you? And it certainly seems like it's slowed down, but where do you feel like you've made the most improvement from when you first got here until now?
I would definitely say it slowed down. The first couple games up here, it couldn't go any faster. But for me personally, I think that once you have a little bit of success, you start to finally settle in a little bit and relax and try to get back to doing what you do best. And for me, I think that what I've improved on the most is just being able to go up there and take a professional at bat. I think that earlier on, I was obviously trying to do too much and hadn't seen a lot of the pitchers and was kind of getting myself out a little bit. Obviously that still happens, but I think that the more and more at-bats I've gotten, the more comfortable I've gotten, and I've been able to put together consecutive at-bats that have been pretty good.
The series against the Rangers continues on Friday. Raul Alcantara on the hill.